Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Take action. Don't wait until you have learned everything, all the ins and outs of the subject. Just take action, jump, and build the parachute on your way down.
Best ever listeners, before today's episode, I want to invite you to join us in Keystone, Colorado, February 20th through 22nd. It is the 2020 Best Ever Conference. And not only do I want to invite you to join us, I want to invite you to earn 15% for every ticket that you're responsible for selling should you join as an affiliate for the conference. Great way to earn money. And also, if you're planning on attending, great way to pay for your ticket, essentially. You get enough sales. So you can go to bec20.com, and in the top left corner, it says earn 15% as an affiliate. You can click that, join the affiliate program, and you got all the resources that you need to share the good word about the Best Ever Conference in Keystone, Colorado. And we will be talking more about this on future episodes. But for now, go check out bec20.com and that affiliate page. You can earn 15% as an affiliate, and we will see you in Keystone, Colorado. Best ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm your host today, Theo Hicks, and today we'll be speaking with Mauricio Ramos. Mauricio, how are you doing today?
Hey, Theo. Doing great. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. We appreciate you coming on the show today to share your expertise. Before we get into the conversation, a little bit more about Mauricio's background. He is a full-time real estate investor and accredited investor, founder and managing member of the Medici Group. Currently controls over $2 million in multifamily assets, is based out of San Antonio, Texas, and you can say hi to him at demedicigroup.com. Spell that is demedicigroup.com. So Mauricio, do you mind telling us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
For sure. Thanks for the space. So my name is Mauricio Ramos. I'm from Mérida, Yucatán in Mexico. I grew up in Matamoros, Tamaulipas, which is also in Mexico. I went to school through high school all the way in Mexico, and I came to Texas for college under a student visa and obtained my civil engineering degree from Texas A&M University and worked for 10 years in the construction industry as a project manager under different work visas. Currently, I'm 34 years old. I live in San Antonio, like Theo mentioned, since 2014. I'm married to my wife, Dominga, since 2018. She's a mariachi director here in San Antonio ISD. So currently, my wife and I own and manage the Medici Group, multifamily real estate investing firm here in San Antonio. We are currently invested in 234 units and recently just got another 28-unit apartment complex under contract. So a little bit of how I got started. I got introduced to real estate by one of my interns when I was in construction, and it really caught my attention, started educating myself and changing my mindset. Like many people read Rich Dad Poor Dad and Cash Flow Quadrant and those kind of books, Think and Grow Rich. So definitely a lot of mindset changing for about a year, not really a lot of deals, but just mindset changing. So with the help of my first mentor, I bought my first deal. It was a mobile home. So I bought a mobile home, cash, fixed it up, and owner financed it out in 2017. So right after that, I did another mobile home, wholesale a few single family homes. And then this is when I come across multifamily and immediately fell in love with it. Started educating myself, reading books, listening to hundreds of hours of podcasts, and going to seminars to start learning. So I decided to start doing my first direct mail campaign in September 2017. So by December 2017, I bought my first 10-unit apartment complex in Pleasanton, Texas, which is 45 minutes south of San Antonio. This was a seller finance deal, 0% interest, like 7% down. It's a very good deal. And actually, this property, I just went full cycle on this property 18 months later for 159% return on investment.
All right. Thanks for sharing that story. So of the current 134 units, are those all properties that you own yourself, or is it a combination? Because I know you said that you're an accredited investor as well. Is that a combination of deals that you own outright yourself, or, you know, obviously with the loan, and deals that you are a passive investor in?
That's correct. It's 234, and it's a combination of passive and syndicator. And that 10 unit was just me and my wife.
Of that, how many do you own yourself?
Currently 48.
Okay. How many different buildings?
There's a 16 and a 32 unit apartment complexes in McAllen, two separate properties that we've syndicated.
Okay. So yes, you syndicated those deals. So do you want to walk us through, which one was your first deal, 16 or 32?
The first syndication was a 16.
All right. Do you want to walk us through that? So before you even found the deal, what types of things did you put in place? Did you have the capital first? Did you have your team in place first? Or did you find the deal, do that later? Kind of just walk us through the process of acquiring that deal.
For sure. So at this point, me and my business partner, Adrian, we continue sending direct mail, just postcards, to McAllen and different other cities, which we were familiar with. And we found this 16-unit apartment complex. This is in a very good area in McAllen, Texas. We bought it for $570,000, and we brought four other investors, and Adrian and myself, and we just got a long-term loan on it, and the plan is to hold it for 3 to 5 years.
How do you find those four investors?
People that I knew from when I was in corporate America, people that knew that I was doing real estate, and they saw how I was making progress and having success, and then I quit my job last year, so during the last few months, they say, hey, I'm the next one, I want to jump in with you.
Did those first four investors, did they actually come to you seeking out the opportunity, or did you bring the opportunity to them?
I brought the opportunity to them.
Did you walk us through how you presented that to your coworkers? Like, did you do it at work? Did you do it like at a bar after work? I'm just curious. I know a lot of people that are listening probably have their W-2 jobs, have a lot of people who are the ideal passive investor, but might not necessarily know how to properly go about presenting deals, especially when they're still working at the company. So do you want to walk us through that process?
For sure. So I put a package together, my investor package, which is just like a 10-page deal where I explain all the ins and outs of the deal. And I presented it to my investors, met for lunch with them and say, hey, I have this opportunity. This is how much I'm looking for. This is their return on your money. And if you're interested, this is how it's going to look like. And they decided to jump in. But it was definitely a combination of doing things while at work and then at lunch. And then definitely a lot of work after five, after my job.
Yeah, I figured. And what was your structure for those passive investors? Like, what types of returns did you offer them?
This one is a 9% cash on cash average and 96 ROI over the life of the project for a 3 to 5 year hold. It's a 70-30 split, GP, LP.
So the GP gets 70% or the LP gets 70%?
LP gets 70%.
Okay. So are those the actual numbers? So is 9% cash on cash, 96% ROI over the life of the project? Or is that what your projections were that you presented to them and said, hey, if you invest, here's what our projections are?
Those are the projections. We're 6 months into the deal, so we're still working through it.
And you said 96% ROI?
Yes.
So essentially doubling their money. Okay. What about the second deal? Do you want to walk us through that one?
For sure. So this 32 unit we found through cold calling. We call the seller, he's out of state. Through probably 2 months of following up, we finally agreed on a number, got under contract. And this one is a little over $1 million. So we were able to get agency debt on it. So similar situation, 70-30 split, brought 7 investors and then my business partner and I to the deal. This one is a little better because since it's off-market deal, the price was pretty good compared to the area. So this is a 10% cash on cash average for 3 to 5 years, the life of the project, and 100% return. And we're pretty confident that this one, we should be able to turn it around in 2 year max.
Why did you decide to transition from the direct mail to the cold calling?
We had both going on. We just had the resources to do some skip tracing and have some good properties to call. So we just had the resources to do it.
So you've done 2 deals. So you guys have done 3 deals so far, the 10 unit, the 16 unit, and the 32 unit that came from a combination of cold calling and direct mail. How many marketing contacts, so a combination of direct mail and cold calling, would you say you did in order to get those 3 closed deals?
I'm going to back up real quick. I'll get to the question. It's a great question. So after I did my 10 unit through direct mail, I found an 8 unit in Kingsville, Texas, and I wholesaled that for a 5-figure fee. And then I found a 24 unit in downtown San Antonio. And with that one, I did a 6-figure fee, which was twice my annual W-2 income. So this is the one that really put me in a different position to be able to get into some mentorship programs, get into a couple of Airbnbs and get some additional cash flow, and also basically quit my job. At that point, it's when I decided to marry my wife and quit my job and just go full-time into real estate. So to answer your question, I'd say the response on the postcards is pretty good compared to what typically single-family people see. I'd say probably 5 to 8% response. Definitely, we have a good 150 to 200 leads that got offers in our system to get to this 5 deals or so.
Do you want to walk us through that 24 unit that you got the 6-figure fee on? So obviously you mentioned that you got it through your direct mail. Why did you decide to wholesale it as opposed to buy it yourself? And then how did you find the person who ended up buying that property from you?
For sure. And a little bit of that I had prepared to one of the questions further, but I'll try to not spoil it.
This is your best ever deal. You can go over it now. And that's a different question.
Okay. I'll just go through it. We found it through a postcard. It was a mom and pop owner. They were just tired. My postcard was delivered just at the right time. It was actually the right color. So my postcard is pink and the owners of the property are gay. So for some reason, they decided to call my postcard. So they called my postcard. We met great people. They liked me and we went under contract. And I wasn't sure what I was going to do with it. I was going to either wholesale it or try to kind of syndicate it, bring some investors and do it. It's a very old building. There's 2 buildings, one of them built in 1896 and the other one in 1928. So there's a lot of historic character in it. So I wasn't prepared to syndicate it at the time. So I didn't have the resources to do it. So at the same time, I attempted to wholesale it. I put a package together, put it on Facebook, and within 24 hours, I had it under contract to sell.
That's amazing. And then you said you got a 6-figure fee. Was that what you negotiated back and forth? Did you just say, hey, this is how much money I want for wholesaling this?
I double closed. So the buyer didn't know how much I was making until the very end. But I double closed and actually there was my asking price and the buyer really wanted it. It's a buyer from California that has a strong presence in San Antonio. They really wanted it. So they were like, what do you need to put this under contract with us right now? So I said, all right, just throw in a 50K and then I'll do it. And they did.
Perfect. All right. So before I ask you the money question, I got to ask you, for those who are listening, I'll describe it. But for those who are watching, will understand. So Mauricio has a whiteboard behind him with a bunch of different color codes on it. I can't read it, but it's got a statement at the top. Do you want to walk us through what that is?
Yeah, the statement at the top says, keep God first place. So I'm a Christian. Ever since I really started taking that to heart and really putting God first, my life really started making a transition and making a change for good.
But below that, are those like your goals or is that strategies for your business? What's on there? Is that like a goal board, a vision board?
No, it's really just everything that I have going on in my mind. So everything just floating in my head, I put it on the board. And that way I get everything every morning and just know where I'm at. Just different things that I have going on at the same time. So it's not necessarily goals, but just ongoing deals.
Okay, Mauricio, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Best advice for the best ever listeners is to take action. Don't wait until you have learned everything, all the ins and outs of the subject. Just take action, jump, and build the parachute on your way down. Just do it. For example, you don't have to wait to learn how to do a 1031 exchange if you haven't even submitted an offer on a property.
All right. Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Ready.
All right. First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Best ever listeners, go to bec20.com. Look in the top left-hand corner. You can earn 15% as an affiliate. You can join the affiliate program and participate in the conference that way and basically earn a free ticket to the conference, bec20.com. The Corporate Investor Podcast is geared towards successful corporate employees with high-income jobs looking to create a second stream of income. You'll hear from successful real estate investors on the show as they describe how they got started investing while working their full-time corporate job. Listen and subscribe at thecorporateinvestor.com. That's thecorporateinvestor.com.
All right, Mauricio, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
It's called Am I Being Too Subtle by Sam Zell.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
I would go straight into multifamily.
What deal have you done that you've lost money on?
I haven't done a deal that I've lost money on, but maybe I can think of a few deals that I could have done it. I just wasn't ready. I didn't have the knowledge at the time to do them. So now that I know, it's like, oh man, I could have done that. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know.
What is the best ever way you like to give back?
Anonymously. I believe in Matthew 6. So I give to my church and other charities, but I don't announce it to social media.
I like that. What is the best ever place the best ever listeners can reach you?
It's on my Instagram. I'm at maurms, M-A-U-R-M-S. And my webpage, themediciGroup.com. And Mauricio at themediciGroup.com. That's M-A-U-R-I-C-I-O at D-E-M-E-D-I-C-I group.com.
Well, Mauricio, I really appreciate you coming on. Very inspiring conversation. You've gone through quite the journey. I'm sure things are just getting started for you. Just to summarize what we talked about, we mentioned how you got into real estate and you're actually introduced to it by an intern at one of your companies. That's the first time I've ever heard that one. You mentioned how you started off with buying a mobile home, which you owner financed out after you bought it, and then you wholesale some single family homes before you came across multifamily. You started out setting out your direct mailing campaigns, and your first deal was that 10 unit in Texas. Again, another seller finance deal, 7% down, sold it 18 months later for a very high return on investment. I went through two of your syndication deals. One was that 16 unit, which is your first one, got that through direct mail. Four investors, all coworkers. So you kind of walked us through how to present investment deals to people that you're working with while still at that company. You also gave us a return on that one. We talked about your second deal, which was a 32 unit that you got through cold calling back and forth for 2 months and ended up putting it under contract. It was a better opportunity because it was off market. And again, you walked us through the returns on those as well. You told us that you get about a 5-8% response rate on those direct mails that you sent out. And for those five or so deals that you either bought yourself or wholesaled, you said that you had to go through about 150 to 200 offers before you got those five. And then we also talked about your best ever deal, which was that six-figure fee on the 24 unit. Mom and pop owner who you sent the pink letter to. It was a perfect letter, perfect timing. You didn't really know whether you're wholesale it or syndicate it. Older building, historical building, decided to wholesale it. A company came to you once you posted on Facebook within 24 hours. You got to add a nice little $50,000 fee to that to close it quickly. And then you talked about your whiteboard, which I like how you, it's kind of like journaling, but you see it was more present in your office. And then your best ever advice, which was to take action. I liked how you said, don't wait until you know everything. Just jump and then build your parachute on the way down. So Mauricio, I appreciate you coming on the show. Great advice again. Best of listeners, thanks for listening. Have a best ever day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Dio. Thanks for having me. Such a pleasure.
The Corporate Investor Podcast is geared towards successful corporate employees with high income jobs looking to create a second stream of income. You'll hear from successful real estate investors on the show as they describe how they got started investing while working their full-time corporate job. Listen and subscribe at thecorporateinvestor.com. That's thecorporateinvestor.com.